Chapter 2. 1 year later.
Come, Aurelia, must you dawdle? Usually you are the one urging me to make haste. But here you sit, staring into space with half our guests gathered below stairs.
Aurelia feigned an innocent expression and met her mother's blue-eyed gaze through the dressing table mirror. She had been lost in one of her drawings, a depiction of Lord Edderton with the body of an octopus manhandling several young girls whilst munching iced biscuits. She had been on the receiving end of his attentions once, during her first season out, and decided to make him the subject of one of her caricatures when she spotted him up to his old tricks a few evenings ago. Edderton would not be the first to find himself featured in one of her notorious caricatures. What happened all those years ago with Camden, however accidental, had led her to this vocation. Cockless Camden. She winced, knowing she was to blame. His caricature had started it all, however inadvertent. It was talked about for years and had earned her his eternal enmity. True, she did the drawing in a fit of impulse, but she had not meant it to be discovered. She couldn't change that day, but she hoped using her talent for good, to give those without a voice a voice. Perhaps it was atonement of some sort. Now her sketches appeared all over London. They turned up at balls, the opera, the dressmaker's shop. She deliberately deposited them in the most public place for the edification and titillation of the ton. She adjusted her weight on the bench in front of her dressing table, hoping her skirts hid the pad from view. She'd barely had time enough to shove her sketch pad beneath her before Mama stormed into the chamber. It wouldn't do for the Earl of Merton's sister to be unveiled as the artist responsible for the ribald cartoons that poked fun at so many members of the ton.
Go on without me, Mama. I'll be down directly.
Mama gave her a lingering look before nodding.
Very well.
In a whisper of amber gold skirts, she turned and left Aurelia alone in her chamber. Aurelia returned her gaze to her reflection. Her dark eyes stared back at her pensively. She looked nothing like her fair-haired mother, or her brother, for that matter.